Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Well, we're taking our time. We're still in Nehemiah 2. We're looking at verses 17 and 18, and the scene is so amazing. Here is Nehemiah and his small little team, and he's looking at Jerusalem, and it's totally in a wreck, you know, and the wall is down, and the gates are burned up, and he's just looking at that, and I'm sure the thoughts of like, this is going to be impossible, how I'm going to do this, but really what he says is, let's do this, we're not going to let the city live in disgrace. And I think that's what happens to us when we connect with God and know that we truly have a purpose, and even though it looks impossible, we know that there's a bigger reason, and his was, we're not going to let them live in disgrace. And when we say, okay, I'm going to do this so that the world can change, the world will be better, that we really discover that the biggest amazing part of doing our why is that we get to serve people and make a difference.
Right. And so let's kind of go back to the start of this, because it's really important to remember that Nehemiah was a cupbearer. And, you know, in his world, this was something that was totally off the radar, but ended up being his calling. And so he had to have looked at all of this and just thought, wow, this is almost impossible. There's no way to do this. There's so many obstacles in the way. There's so much that would have to be done to even get to the point of then, you know, assessing things and actually doing the building and the work. And, you know, God had called him to such a huge thing, but he pushed forward knowing that this was what was his to do.
You know, I think that's what the whole key is, Joshua, is that when we understand our why, or at least know a little portion of it, I think it gets unfolded as we go, but then our life starts to make sense and we're not questioning why we're here or who our identity is. And yeah, there's a huge learning curve. And as far as my life has been, I've tripped over a lot of obstacles, like boom, you know, but at the same time, it's a journey of amazing grace. And I can tell you, there's so many times I thought, no, I can't do this. And I can relate to Nehemiah, but then I realize that it's through grace that I can be a part of something that I can't do on my own, but that God is working in and through me.
Right. So you are assigned. You have the privilege to make a difference by being part of God's plan for humanity. Take time to enjoy your journey. It's once in a lifetime. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.